Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Anytime you turn the ball over in the NFL, you put yourself at a disadvantage, right? And even when there's lulls of on offense, or hey, when we might not be, you know, clicking all the way, as long as those drives are ending in a punt, we have an opportunity to flip the field, us be able to regroup and not feel like, oh man, we got stopped because we turned the ball over, whether it was a fumble or an interception. And so not playing scared, not playing conservative, but understand the importance of if we can just protect the football for 60 minutes, good things usually happen. Pleased with how they've done it so far. We got to continue that.
That is Bills offensive coordinator Joe Brady locking in on the turnover conversation. Jeremy and Joe with you. Happy Tuesday. Another day where I'm going to ask, is there a cloud anywhere? Anyone seen a cloud?
Not in days since cloud should be what that whiteboard gets dedicated
some
to up
wispy
there.
Wispy ones yesterday. Howard's here.
I think I saw a UFO last night.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah.
There's been comets recently.
Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah, there's been meteor showers.
I'm coming home from Channel 7. I'm on the 290. I'm curling onto the 990. I look up. I see lights, flashing lights moving in the sky. Now, you see airplanes up there all the time. So I look up at it, and as I look at it, it plunges straight down. Just straight line, right down, disappears on the horizon.
Wow. I mean, Howard picks the Bills about to get trumped by UFO
talk. What are we thinking? That's not like a shooting star or a comet, is it? I mean, Straight down.
It could be. It could be a shooting
star. Okay, I'm just saying. I think I saw a UFO.
Could have been a drone?
I think it was an alien ship.
Or it could have been a drone. That's right.
No, I'm going with UFO. Alien ship. Scouting.
Technically, UFO is unidentified flying objects.
So that's definitely what it was.
You're going above. You're not saying unidentified. You're saying I know what it is.
Alien ship from another solar system. Yes, absolutely.
That would be the most fun explanation.
Why not?
I'm into that.
Either that or I could be. I mean, I'm 62. I may have actually lost it altogether by now. So who knows?
Yeah. Speaking of space, did you know that my name is on a spacecraft in space right now?
I didn't.
Did we talk about this?
Did you know there's a star named after Howard?
I still have the paperwork.
I think I forgot about that.
That's right.
I think his is more impressive.
Well, how's your name on a spacecraft?
They just said you can sign up to have your name on this space probe that's going to visit Europa, which is one of Jupiter's moons.
I'm right.
Sure, that sounds cool. My name's just going to be in space forever in like 8 million years? Sure.
They're looking for life because I guess there's like a lot of water under the surface.
There's like 5 miles of ice on the surface, and then they think there's water underneath
it. I feel like that's more impressive because there's less spacecraft than stars in the skies. So, I mean, no offense, Jeremy,
that's
but
true.
There's a gazillion, bazillion, trillion stars.
I'm not so sure. I mean, you just saw one of those spacecrafts. Maybe he's got friends.
Maybe that was your spacecraft, Joe.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Well, it plummeted to Earth, so
speaking
maybe not.
Of things that are out of this world.
Wow.
Wow. So how about Amari Cooper?
Yeah, he's pretty good, huh?
Yeah, went great.
Feeling better?
Oh, great.
Although, I guess in the first half, I didn't see your actual tweets. I only saw your things were said tweet.
Yeah, I mean, I said after the Bills' millionth run on second and favorable that I want Josh to call the plays.
Oh, I did see that
because
one. That's right.
Because I just want the Bills to throw the ball a lot more, and I think they will.
Second half, they did.
I think. And what happened?
The offense returned.
Yes. Yeah, James Cook did not have a good day running the ball. It was established,
I guess. But they didn't need the running game. They won in the second half because this was like watching the old Bills. The old Bills.
One of the things about the Bills is they don't often need the running game. They feel like they need it, but they often really don't. So they eat their vegetables, and then they got to play. It was a lot like the opener against Arizona, where like, how come he only has this many attempts?
Right.
There was a turnover, fine, but throw it more. Anyway, so things went well, and now off to Seattle for a game. The Jets look like they're being left for dead I don't think they're dead.
I don't think they're dead, but I think they have the quarterback actually just may be flat out shot.
Yep. Are they dead for the division, though?
I think they're dead for the division, but they're not dead for a wild card.
Miami is going to get Tua back. And then the interesting story in New England is Gerard Mayo called his team soft, and Belichick says they're not soft.
And then he walked it back the next day.
How about that, though?
Yeah.
Belichick.
Yeah.
Shots fired at your guy.
Right.
Like, they're not soft.
And by the way,
I know those players.
Belichick's handprint is all over the roster. Right? Most of those guys came in. A good chunk came in under Belichick.
But. All right, let's do Howard Picks the Bills. It's time.
A tradition unlike any other.
People get mad no matter what. Either A, I didn't pick enough wins. B, I'm shilling for the team. C, the losses are too obvious. Pick them to beat somebody of note. D, wait, that's the record you had last week. Why not do something a little different this week? E, all of the above.
It's time for Howard to pick the Bills!
I believe this should be a fun day for Bills fans. A little less stressful than recent games. I'll take the Bills to beat the Titans.
Takes the snap.
Not the first
time. Blitz coming. Fires over the middle for Amari Super Cooper for a 12-yard touchdown reception. Back to pass. Looking to his right. Pocket collapsing and he's down. DeJuan Smoot and Greg Rousseau wrapped him up for the sack.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Was it stress-free Sunday?
I never thought they were going to lose the game.
Me either. I have a very small distinction to make. There's mad that your team's losing, and then there's mad that your team is not winning yet.
Yeah.
And that's what it was. It's like, what are you guys doing?
Right.
You're going to go beat this team or what?
Right. We've seen this before.
Why are we wasting our time?
Seen this act. Was never once thought. I know that the Denver game last year is kind of in the back of my head, but never once did I think they'll be fine. The offense will come around.
Okay. The Bills, 5-2. Baltimore 5-2, Houston 5-2, Kansas City sitting out there unbeaten still.
Yeah.
Bills at Seahawks. We're going to watch for DK Metcalf's status in this game. Knee injury week to week. He's going to try to play.
The one thing that I will say about this, I know that, you know, high profile receivers, I get that. Kenneth Walker could absolutely destroy the Bills' run defense. But I will pick the Bills and their rejuvenated passing game to go to Seattle and win this football game.
Right.
I like it.
This is the first time I think you've picked them to beat Seattle in a while.
It's a new day, Joe.
Yeah. New day.
Super Cooper is here.
I don't think Metcalf's going to be right, even if he plays. I don't think he's going to be right.
Yeah. And that's a massive
MCL.
Loss.
Yeah.
Like, the Bills would be dedicating attention.
Sure.
They would be bracketing DK Metcalf quite a bit because, like, that's a guy that can get over the top.
Yep.
He can win contested catches.
Mm-hmm.
Heck of a player. Okay, then Bills home Dolphins, and I guess we should expect Tua Tagovailoa to be playing in that game.
Yeah, and I am curious to see. Obviously, that offense is completely different when anybody not named Tua is trying to run it. So that should help the Dolphins, but I don't think that necessarily is the cure-all. I will take the Bills to beat Miami. I mean, even with a healthy Tua, they can't beat the Bills.
Yep. It's funny, like, I saw somebody, Mike McDaniel might be the worst coach in football because of how bad they've been since losing Tua. And I would just like to remind everybody, real quick, because I think Mike McDaniel's actually a pretty good coach and a good offensive mind. Tom Brady left New England, and that guy fell apart.
Right.
And we're going to act like, I got to be honest, he should be doing more with Skylar Thompson out there.
Yeah.
Please.
Or Huntley.
Come on.
Right. Or Tim Boyle.
Bill Belichick fell apart without Brady.
I thought about, could he have adjusted the playbook anymore because you don't have Tua and his timing and his ability, but I guess in season, man, there's only so much
it's
you can do.
It's pretty tough. Yeah. And, you know, they have limitations as it is.
Right.
Built for Tua so specifically.
Tim Boyle, by the way, 0-10 now in games where he's attempted a pass.
Pretty good. Bills at Colts.
I will take the Bills to win. Anthony Richardson, Joe Flacco.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm not going to say it doesn't matter, but I would say the Bills will still win that game.
I think it might be a lot like Will Levis. I mean,
yeah, look, you knew Mason Rudolph. You weren't scared Mason Rudolph would win the game, but honestly, you knew that Will Levis could absolutely cough the game up in big. He would give you points.
Yep.
Mason Rudolph wasn't going to kill the Titans, whereas Levis would. Yeah, that's a good analogy. I like, because Flacco wouldn't do that for Indianapolis.
Yeah, Richardson, so much of his production comes on deep throws, and that's what Levis has done as well. The two of them on non-deep throws have been two of the worst quarterbacks in football. Right. Chiefs at Bills, 425. Will Kansas City be undefeated?
I didn't even look at their schedule. You going to pull it up real quick?
Yeah, let me pull it up.
I will take the Chiefs until I see any different, like actually Kansas City losing a game at some point. I'll take the Chiefs to win that
one. All right, here's the Chiefs schedule. First up, the Raiders, who have their number.
Yeah, I don't know about this Raiders.
Then they play the Bucs, who might be down their best two receivers.
Yeah.
Then the Broncos, and then the Bills.
Broncos have a really good defense. Didn't Denver beat them last year?
No, Denver should have beaten
them
last
close
year.
Close both times,
or was
maybe?
That 2 years ago?
2 years.
When Melvin Gordon had a fumble.
That was two years ago. Okay. Yeah. That cost the Bills the one seed.
That's right.
At the time.
But Denver's defense is pretty good, so they might give Kansas City a tussle. I have a lot of faith in
that game. Is going to be 16-10.
Yeah.
I don't know who wins it. Probably the Chiefs, but there's not going to be scoring in that game.
Bills home, Niners. No Ayuk.
Yeah.
Debo has pneumonia and is hospitalized.
Yeah, that's serious stuff.
I think Christian
Kittle's
McCaffrey
hurt.
Is getting closer. Kittle's nursing
Kittle's
an injury.
Day. Yeah, I think the Ayuk thing is big. Yeah, you know, I may be overreacting to just how bad San Francisco looked against Kansas City the other day, but they look terrible. I'll take the Bills to beat the Niners.
Okay. Bills at the Rams. Cooper Kupp is returning for them. Puka Nacua will at some point, right? Their line's not very good. Their defense is terrible, the Rams. They give up a lot.
Well, that's good.
Yes.
So I think the Bills will go out and win their second trip in L.A. to L.A. in what, the last 3 years, whatever the heck the other one was.
Bills at Lions. Detroit is not only beating teams, and they didn't necessarily do it this week, but they are embarrassing teams.
Yeah.
They got Chris Christie to call the head coach, Dan Campbell, classless. You didn't see this?
No.
Chris Christie.
For what?
Because when they blew out the Cowboys and they were running trick plays and running up the score, Chris Christie said that's classless. That's not what winners do. You did not see Campbell's response?
No.
Campbell's response was, the last time somebody called me classless, it's because I was drinking wine out of a bottle.
You can't drink wine out of a bottle?
Just somebody called him classless when he did
it. I thought
it
was going to drink wine out of a box.
Like, please, Chris Christie v. Dan
classless.
Campbell.
I will take the classless Dan Campbell and the Detroit Lions to win that game.
Patriots at Bills.
Let's start the run, boys. Love the last three games. If a one seed's in play, honestly, I think the way things are playing out, shouldn't the division be clinched before that stretch?
You would think.
I will take the Bills to beat the Patriots.
Bills beat the Patriots. Home Jets.
If the wheels fall off, he might not be playing.
Rodgers? I was just going to say, is this, if he does play, are we watching Aaron Rodgers' last game?
Isn't he coming back next year?
He doesn't look good
this
year.
He's going to need another darkness retreat?
I mean, he does not look good, boys. Anyway, I'll take the Bills to beat the Jets.
Bills-Patriots.
It would be his second to last game. Bills.
Is that 13-4?
Yes.
I think so.
13-4.
You had Chiefs and Lions, and that was it, right?
Yes.
13-4 is not the one seed because you have the Chiefs beating the Bills.
Yeah.
So they would need five other losses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's happening.
And then it's really, did they beat out Baltimore and Houston, assuming those two go on to win their divisions?
I might want to bet they're the two seed, though.
At 13-4?
I think so.
Baltimore's going to lose three more games?
Yeah, because you don't
have Houston's going to lose three more games?
I think I might want to say yes.
Okay. You need them both to lose three more games.
That's challenging.
Houston, I think, is definitely going to lose three more games. They have a plus 6 point differential. They still don't look great in games.
I agree. They're both their offense and their defense are disappointing this year.
The Ravens are not always perfect in their own division.
I get it, but every time I watch Lamar Jackson, I just kind of amazed at how good this guy is.
I know. And really, the other point is they also play each other on Christmas, by the way. Their non-division games are not that tough. Denver, Philadelphia, the Chargers, the Giants, and the Browns.
That's who?
That's the Ravens. So like yeah, they would, the losses would have to come in the division.
Which they could.
They definitely could. They struggle in their own division.
They don't just walk over Pittsburgh all the time.
Yep.
I don't know about Cleveland. But Cleveland is
more alive, I think, now. I think if Winston is their quarterback, they are a better football team.
I think Baltimore plays Cincinnati one more time. I think they played already one time, right?
They play, yes, in 3 weeks.
They could get beat by the Bengals.
All right.
Everything else okay, fellas?
Yeah, for the most part. I mean,
yeah.
Okay, just making sure.
What else?
How are you doing? Mets losing.
Hey.
You can't be that upset.
It was found money.
Weird series, too.
Yeah.
Every game was a blowout.
Four blowout loss. Every game. Yeah, right.
Every game. Except for maybe game two.
Was any game even tense?
Was game two close?
No. 6-3? I forget what the final was in game two. Okay. Yeah, the Mets four losses, I think they gave up like 40 runs.
Yeah.
So they, you know, they just got manhandled by the Dodgers. But whatever. It's found money. It was a great run. They should be even better positioned next year.
And you're rooting for in the World Series?
The I can't say the name because I can't say the sentence. The team that plays in the Bronx. I think my son's getting a ring if they win, so I have to root for the team that plays in the Bronx.
It's a pretty good reason. It's a pretty good reason.
You used to be able to believe in things.
I mean, I can't even say the whole thing. It's like a fan from Ohio State rooting for the school up north to win a football game.
So you're not rooting for them so much as you're rooting for your son to get a ring.
I am rooting for my son.
Okay.
Yes. It's a one time. It'll never happen again. This is like... It's like Halley's Comet. It happens once every 75 years. This has never happened in 62 years, and it will never, ever happen again, no matter how long I live. So this is it. Done.
Blood is thicker than the water that pours through Citi Field.
Something like that.
Yeah. You're saying you won't want him to get a second ring next year?
No, he only needs... He's already got one.
You don't want him to take a picture in 5 years with five rings on his hand?
No. I can't root
like
for...
That's the Brady picture, right?
Root for that team.
Speaking of which... You pointed this out, Howard, because
Brady.
It's a Brady game.
Ugh.
Will we hear how dominant he was over the Bills as part of the broadcast?
Yes.
1,000%. We're going to hear it every other minute.
They're going to have a graphic made up.
I think so,
with his record. What is it? 32. Well, in New England, it was 32-3. There'll be a graphic with his record. There'll be his stat line, how many touchdowns he threw. Someone might do the math on how many points they averaged when they beat the Bills. And you know there are going to be highlights of Tom Brady throwing touchdowns against the Bills.
Yep.
Bet on it.
I didn't even think of this. This is totally happening.
Absolutely.
100%.
They're going to set him up. Hey, Tom, you had some pretty good success against the Bills, didn't you?
This might be the first game I ever watched the Bills in Spanish. I'm just going to put the Spanish broadcast on.
Turn the TV sound down and listen to Chris Brown.
There you go. That's
and
the
Eric
move.
Wood. Yep. There you go.
Thank you, sir.
All right, fellas. Be good.
All right. Howard's back next week to pick next week. It's Tuesday, Sabres and Stars tonight. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.